1990.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. We come to you live from Sydney's Alumni Field in Sydney, New York. Nate Lowe and Tim Cunning with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Week 2 of the high school football season as Sydney takes on Deposit Hancock. Both teams coming in at 1-0. Tim, want to welcome you in. Another beautiful night here for high school football.
Yeah, absolutely. Friday night lights. You know, we got a nice little brisk evening up here on the hill at Alumni Field, and I think we're going to be in for a treat tonight, Nate.
Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Of course, they wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Fun fact, Tim, these teams did not give up any points last week. Sydney defeating Unitego 57-0. Deposit Hancock taking down Oxford 44-0. So combined, 101 points. They didn't give up any last week, but something has to break here in week two.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the first week, both teams are probably a little bit nervous, but the offensive side looked pretty good, you know, putting up that many points combined. You know, somebody's defense will have to step up tonight, and whoever's able to stop the other team obviously will, you know, have the edge tonight. So
I think both teams have some great offensive weapons. Of course, we've talked all about Sydney. If you saw them last week play Unitego, you might say, boy, I thought they graduated some big pieces in Dawson Backus and Nate Vibbard and Alex Hoskins, but they seem to be replaced by the Ethan Finches and the Liam Matthews, the Brandon Evans, so they look good. But on the other side tonight for Deposit Hancock, they have some great weapons as well. Of course, when you put up 44 points, you obviously know that, but Jackson Miller running the ball very, very well for Deposit Hancock, their quarterback there, and Shaver, and one player that I know really hurt Sydney last year. Talking to the Sydney coaching staff, they said, we got to look out for Caleb Decker, number 26 tonight for Deposit Hancock. He killed us last year. So some big-time offensive forces out there for the Eagles tonight, too.
So maybe the Warriors will be keying on Decker, you know, and that might open up some things for a couple of other players. But, you know, the one thing you did mention and in the first part of that was the Sydney Warriors and how they have had the replacements for Hoskins and Vibbard and Backus and all those guys that came in and have done the job. But one thing you want to remember is they did not need to replace that quarterback that was slinging the ball
sure
out there. You know, 2,500 yards last year, and he really put on a great show last week. He's throwing the ball really well. Got a couple of really nice catches by Liam Matthews. Young kid went up and took the ball away from two defenders, and you know, it was really exciting week for the Warriors.
You just don't often see a quarterback at the Class D level who can put the ball in such a tight window as he can.
Yeah, no, he definitely is unique, that's for sure. I mean, one thing is really neat to see is a big kid. I mean, he's tall, he's, you know, he's put on a little bit more pounds and his strength and everything. But, you know, the thing is with Darren that I really liked is that we saw the last week, it looks like he's a little quicker.
Yeah.
You know, and he gets that weight going forward and stuff, and who's going to finish off some runs? He's not going to go down easily. So don't think the guy just stands back there in the pocket and just picks people apart, because he doesn't. He can run the ball.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on our Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, you can visit Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs. And we come back, we will finish off the pregame show, get you set up for kickoff tonight here in Sydney at Alumni Field as the Warriors host Deposit Hancock in week 2 of the high school football season. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. Always glad to have Jim on the board for these games. A beautiful, chilly September night for week 2 of the high school season. Live from Alumni Field as Sydney hosts Deposit Hancock. Both teams coming in at 1-0. Both teams didn't give up any points last week. Should be a great matchup here. And Tim, a little new look tonight, uniform-wise, for Sydney. They did not have these uniforms last year. It's a gray uniform with their traditional maroon helmets and the maroon and the white trim. I think they look pretty sharp.
Yeah, it's a little different. I'm not quite used to it yet. Like, looked down there and I was like, what is that?
Who are those guys?
Yeah, who is that? I thought we were playing Sydney tonight. But it's a different color combination, but hopefully it'll work for the Warriors tonight.
I know the players are pretty excited about it, so now they have three full sets of uniforms, so that's it's pretty neat. On the other side, DePaza Hancock is in their royal blue pants. They have the white helmet. This is DH in blue lettering on the side, and they have a white top with the black and the blue lettering as well. So it's a nice look for them, too, pretty traditional. Since they've combined, I like how they've kind of kept both schools' colors and incorporated it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a merger of districts like that, and you keep the school colors involved for both schools. I think that was a really good plan. I mean, they weren't that far apart anyways, but it's really nice to see that they incorporated both schools' colors.
One thing that we'll want to look for tonight is they're announcing both starting lineups tonight. Tanner Gifford is still out for Sydney, as well as the running back from last week, David Gannon. He is out with an injury. So Sydney will have to kind of do running back by committee tonight. We're told there will be a few different faces back there. So on the opening drive, we'll see who's in the backfield. We have some hints from the coaching staff on who it could be, but, boy, that's tough for Sydney in that running game with two running backs on the shelf here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you were looking at Tanner being the star athlete in the backfield for the Warriors this year, and then he couldn't play last week, but David Gannon came in and did a fantastic job.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and pause for the national anthem, but when we come back, we'll kick off between the Eagles and Warriors here on Friday Night Lights on CDO.
1490 WCDO.
Friday Night Lights here on CDO as Nate Lull and Tim Cunning bring you the call here. The fans starting to come in here on this brisk week 2 September night. And it looks like a great night for some high school football. Boy, we were commenting last week how opening night was kind of chilly. Tonight, maybe a little bit warmer, Tim. But, boy, it feels like football weather already.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, you get to September, you know, end of August, beginning of September, and that's all you start thinking about around here is football. And it's here, and I'm really excited about being here doing these games again. Get to watch these great Class D teams in Section 4, and, you know, it's amazing that there's so much talent in this little area of the counties that we cover. It's just unbelievable week to week. We go and see kids that are just absolutely fantastic football players and great athletes.
Other games we'll try to keep an eye on tonight include Oneonta at Unitego. I think that could be a very interesting game just up the road. That game's at Unitego. Newfield is at Oxford. We should have some score updates from there. Then we have two local teams going out and playing some of the Ithaca area teams. Green is at Groton. Delhi is at Tioga. So we'll do our best to get you some score updates from there. Tomorrow, only two local games going on. Unadilla Valley is at Thomas Edison, and Harpersville Afton is at Walton. And if you're wondering, where's BG this week? BG kind of fell into that trap of Seton Catholic was on their schedule. Seton Catholic didn't have enough guys, folded their team, and now they're going to actually play eight-man football. So they were unable to fulfill or get a filler game, I should say, for week two, because what team is going to have a bye on week two?
Right.
They did go out and try to get some teams from out of the area, just didn't work out. So have seen a couple of the BG guys milling around here. And they need to get their fix on a Friday night and watch some ball.
Yep, so they're up here to watch the ball and also scout the teams that they're going to be playing here in the next few weeks.
We should have BG on next Saturday. We're planning on doing games on Friday and Saturday next week, as BG will be at Delhi next Saturday at 1:30. So we should be seeing the Bobcats pretty soon. I'm excited to watch some of the new faces out there, like Trevor Hallequist playing quarterback. So that should be a lot of fun next week. So Sydney is going to kick off. DePaza Hancock will receive. They will go right to left on your radio dial. And they are in the white uniforms, as we said earlier, with the royal blue pants. Sydney is in the gray tonight with the maroon and the white trim and their traditional maroon helmets. So we are all set. A battle of teams who are 1-0, didn't give up any points last week. Something has to give. Usually a very good game. These two teams went to overtime when they played last year in DePaza in week two. And we're underway as Ethan Finch will boot this one long. It'll be scooped up here by DePaza Hancock at their own 10 and out to the 20 and up to about the 20-yard line there. But a good defensive play by the Sydney Warriors as they swoop in to bring down Austin Lenio.
Austin Lenio, man, I'll tell you, he looked like he had room, and then all of a sudden the door shut on him, and he got absolutely leveled at the 23, 22-yard line, it looks like. And that's where they'll take over, first and 10 on their first possession.
Looked like Wyatt Kiff came in and put a nice hit on him. So good job by the special teams there of the Warriors. So our first look at the Deposit Hancock offense. They were here last week watching, as they didn't play until Saturday of last week. So here is Darren Shaver, the quarterback, senior, under center, wearing number 10. Man in motion is Lenio out to the right. They'll boot one up the middle, and a good run forward and out to about the 32-yard line here for Cooper Hall, it looks like, on first and 10 for the Eagles.
Nice little playoff tackle right there, and good gain on first down. It looks like they almost got to the first down yardage. It's going to be just shy, probably about, well, it looks like they're giving it to him now. Moving it on, first and 10 on first play.
Boy, that's the way you want to start if you're the Eagles on the road. As that was Cooper Hall to the right side, able to pick up 10. Ball up to the 33-yard line. Again, the Eagles going right to left with senior quarterback Darren Shaver under center. Lenio is in motion from right to left. They'll hand it off to Jackson Miller with some speed up the middle, gain of about 3 as he gets his way up to the 35.
One thing I'm watching, Shaver, he's actually handing the ball off, and he's really doing a nice job of handing or carrying off his fakes, and most of his fakes are going out to the right side as they're bootlegging. So that might be a play we might see here pretty quick. They might fake that little dive and have Shaver keep it around the end.
So we're just underway here in week 2, Friday night, live in Sydney as the Warriors host the Deposit Hancock Eagles. Eagles with their first possession of the night, and they'll look to hand off again to Lenio as he boots it to the outside. Maybe a gain of 1 for Austin Lenio. Going to bring up a 3rd and long here for the Eagles.
Nice little counterplay, but the Warriors didn't have nothing of it. They just shut it down right away and a gain of 1.
We talked a lot last week, a lot of people around town questioning, how's this defense going to be? And they showed us a lot last week. So far on this drive, they're looking sharp as well for Sydney. And so this will bring up, with 10:15 to go in this first quarter, the board still says 2nd and 8 here. So we will go with that here for the Eagles with the ball on the 35. Chains do say it's 3rd. So they will drop back. They'll hand off. No, they're going to look to throw. Yes. And Shaver still has the ball. Gets to the outside. Has some room to work with. Shaver tosses it up. A catch at midfield and then knocked out of bounds. Complete to Tyler Young. Move the chains for Deposit Hancock on 3rd down.
Yeah, nice little play by Shaver right there. He had a blitz on the outside by Reggie Jimenez, and Reggie lost outside contain. And it looked like Shaver was going to take it up the sideline for the first down, but then he looked down the field and found a receiver wide open. So good play.
Boy, a lot of patience on that.
Yeah,
he waited. He waited and waited until that receiver came open at about midfield and just dropped it in there. So a 1st down here for Deposit Hancock. They're in the Sydney territory, going right to left. Ball is on the 48. Shaver is under center. Lenio is in motion from right to left. They'll hand it off to Miller up the middle, but Sydney bringing him down. Ed Rayner breaks through and rips him to the ground.
Yeah, real nice play by Ed right there. Shut that down right at the line of scrimmage, so no gain, 2nd down and 10.
Some dark clouds rolling in here, as it was a nice sunshiny day to start our pregame warm-ups. Clock is still continuing to move with 9:25. to go here in this first quarter. This will be a 2nd down and 10 to go for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. As Shaver is under center, Miller is in the backfield as well as Cooper Hall. Little pitch to Miller in the backfield to the left side. They tried a little sweep, and guess who? Reggie Jimenez was right there to bring him down around the legs.
Yeah, they actually went into a little option look, and Shaver pitched the ball, and Reggie was right there, and he put him to the ground right away. Big loss on the play.
Jimenez always seems to be in the right place at the right time, and he read that very well. So this will bring up a 3rd and 14 for the Eagles with 8:45 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us. No score between Deposit Hancock and Sydney. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Here is Shaver on 3rd down. We'll see if the Eagles go back to the air. It's a 3rd and 15. Fakes the handoff to Miller, drops back in the pocket, long drop, lofts one up right side, and the catch is complete down to the 25 on that far side. Austin Lenio hauls it in. 1st down for the Eagles.
Shaver just showed me something right there, threw a nice little bullet right to the outside and probably 25-yard pass in the air, right on the money and right between the defender and the sideline. Perfect place for where only his kid could catch the ball. 1st down.
Yeah, very good coverage by Sydney, but the pass was right there, and the Eagles, faced with 2 long 3rd downs, have converted so far. They're deep in Sydney territory at the 25 on a 1st and 10. Shaver under center. Will look to hold on to it again. The rush is coming. He has to toss this one up and out of bounds. Second down coming. Good job by the Sydney defense to break through.
Yeah, real nice job by the Sydney defense, but a real nice job by Shaver to get rid of the ball and not take the sack and lose the yardage, because it was first and 10, and now it's second and 10, and you still have another two more downs.
8:20 to go in this first quarter. First drive of the night for Deposit Hancock. Sydney has not had the ball yet. 0-0 game, a second and 10 for the Eagles. Ball is at the Sydney 25. Shaver has orchestrated a nice drive here for Deposit Hancock to start this game. Let's see if they can cash in. Again, the Eagles at the 25. They'll look to hand off to Miller. Tries to cut it up the middle, and he does, but runs into a wall of gray and maroon for maybe a gain of one, and another long third down coming up for DH.
Yeah, wall of gray and maroon is right, Nate. That was absolutely a host of Warrior tacklers on that play.
And so Miller, a couple of runs so far, hasn't been able to get it going, but Cooper Hall and Austin Lenio have done a nice job so far with helping to move the chains, and Shaver just doing a good job of staying cool, calm, and collected. 7:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Deposit Hancock and Sydney here at Alumni Field. Third and 10. Here is Shaver under center, the quarterback for DH. They're deep in Sydney territory. Shaver keeps it, runs to the outside. He's got some room up to the 20, 15, 10. He's going to go to the house. Touchdown for DH, but we do have a flag on the play. We'll see what it is here from the official.
Yeah, late flag way in the back. I think we've got holding on Deposit Hancock, but we'll see.
Boy, a great run there by Shaver. Looked like Sydney might have him in the backfield before he took off, running to his left, and we'll see what the call is. And yes, it will be against Deposit Hancock, so a touchdown run will be negated by the penalty flag.
Yeah, it looks like they called the legal use of the hands, and that was a long ways down the field. That's something usually you hear on the front line, but it was way down the field, and it definitely took the six off the board.
You know, very similar. Unitigo, first couple drives last week, would get deep in Sydney territory, almost score, a penalty would happen, a turnover, and DH had six on the board there, but taken away by that penalty. So this will bring up a third and long again with 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Boy, he had a convoy leading him into the end zone,
he
too.
He did. So a third and long. Lenio is in motion here. Shaver's going to drop back. A long drop in the pocket. He's back to the Sydney 35. Now has to cut it forward down to the 20 and to the 10. Tries to cut it back. Slips. Gets down to the 5, but he's got a first down before he's finally brought down. And once again, Shaver does a nice job to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, he definitely is doing pretty much all of it on his own. I mean, he's hit a couple guys wide open, but that right there was all him. He actually just rolled out to the right side, was looking down the field, decided to take it under his own wing, and got it inside the 10.
Looked like the defense was collapsing on him, and he found a hole, worked his way through, and now this will be a first and goal. Ball is on the 5-yard line for Deposit Hancock with 7:17 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Deposit Hancock tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you.
It looks to me like Sydney's losing contain on the outside twice it's happened, and then this kid's got talent.
Here is Shaver on a first and 5. Stops, puts on the brakes, tries to cut back from right to left. Still on his feet, then finally tripped up in the backfield. Good job by the Sydney defense. Ethan Finch breaking through to bring him down by the shoelaces.
Yeah, that was a great tackle, because I think he's walking into the end zone on that one if he doesn't get him. But he did lose a couple yards, so it'll bring up second down and goal to goal from the 10.
You know, if you're Deposit Hancock and you try to take a page out of the playbook of Unitigo and run some clock, or Walton, I should even say, they've done a nice job killing half this quarter with this first opening drive.
Yeah, that's a good way to keep 55 points or 57 points off the board.
If you can keep number 12 for Sydney on the sideline, that's certainly helpful. Second and 10 here for the Eagles. Man in motion to the right side. Looks like they'll want to throw. They cut back to the left, and this one almost picked off by Liam Matthews. Got his fingertips on it and slammed it down to the turf. Third down coming up.
Yeah, real nice play. He really baited Shaver on that play. He stayed back, and he's such a quick kid. He just took off and broke on the ball as soon as he let it go and almost intercepted it, and he might have gone a long ways down the field for the Warriors, but knocked it down. Good play, Liam.
I was going to say, he's so quick. Yeah. If he catches that, he could have been gone. Shaver would have been maybe the only guy with a prayer of trying to catch him at that point. So third and 10 here for DH. They're knocking on the door. It's a third and 10 with the ball on the Sydney 10. They've converted two big third downs on this drive so far. Let's see if they can make another one here. The officials are have a little huddle here by the ball. As
just keep in mind, they cannot get a first down. They have to score.
Have to score.
Yeah.
Of course, they did score once on this drive, taken away by a penalty. And so if you're the Eagles or you're an Eagle fan listening, you want to say, boy, cash this in here, guys. You're right down close to pay dirt with 6.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Not sure what the discussion is here by the officials, Tim.
Yeah, no, I'm not really sure either. All of a sudden, they're just standing right. Oh, now they're calling another one in. So four officials are standing right over the ball, talking about something. We're really not sure what it is.
Well, let's ask him where we're going to eat after the game. So they're going to bring all four guys in here to talk about this.
They're in there going, do you like Romas or do you like Joe's?
6.5 to go, first quarter, still scoreless. Sidney and Deposit Hancock. We'll see what the officials have this little conference about. Should be a 3rd and 10 here for the Eagles. But, you know, maybe this is a good thing for the Eagles. Gives them a little more time in the huddle to come up with a surefire play that they can run and maybe settle down a little bit after, you know, having some penalties, having a few troubles, punching it in here when you're right down on the goal line.
Well, and obviously they're 10 yards away. They're going to be two downs for this. I mean, they're not going to, you know, unless they've got a kicker. I don't know that, but, you know, that would be my estimate would be that they would use both the third and fourth downs here to try to score.
You know, the early feeling in this game is that it could be very similar to last year, a game that went to overtime. I believe Sidney was able to come back and win that game in OT down in Deposit on a very, very warm Saturday afternoon. If you remember, we were in Delhi in week two last year.
That's
right. It was a scorcher. Very different this year, a little colder. But, yeah, a very similar feel so far that these two teams could be evenly matched. And so still 3rd and 10. They haven't changed anything on the board. The official conference appears to be over, but they're explaining everything to the Deposit Hancock sideline right now.
Just made a kid come off the field for something. Oh.
There we go.
All right, we got the explanation. The kid's playing tackle with an illegal number.
He's wearing 84.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to have to change his uniform. He's getting some help with that on the sideline. So a substitution has to come in. Gabe Reinierson comes in to replace him. So that is the official word on that, is a player wearing an illegal number while playing on the line. So here we go. We'll get back underway. A 3rd and 10 here as Shaver's going to drop back to the right side. He's at the 20-yard line, wants to throw, lofts it up in the end zone. Too tall. Sidney was there with Matthews and with Finch in the back of the end zone. Fourth down coming up here for the Eagles.
Got, and keep in mind, again, folks, he's got to get in the end zone if they go for it on fourth down here or if they try to kick the field goal.
Broken up on the play by number four, Liam Matthews.
So an early drive here. The Eagles have taken 6-plus minutes off the clock. And it all comes down to this fourth down. It looks like they're going to go for it. A 4th and 10. The ball is on the 10-yard line. They have to score here. There is no chance of getting a first down. Scoreless game with 6:20 to go in the opening quarter.
I think I called the play that they scored on before because they had a convoy of people leading them in.
Shaver under center, throws to the far side. It's complete and to the outside, not going to get in as James Bowie was on that far side, knocked out of bounds, did not fool the Warriors. Turnover on downs. Sidney will get the ball.
A little bit of a wide receiver screen to the right side and gained a couple yards, but, you know, kind of a strange play when you were running the ball pretty much at will to throw it out there, but they good defensive play on the corner out there. I think it was number four.
So very similar drive that Unitigo had on their first drive last week. Got it all the way down, but couldn't cash in right on the Sidney goal line. And now Sidney gets the ball back. So they are going to be just inside the 5-yard line, it looks like here. So the Warriors now going left to right on your radio dial. We'll start on offense for the first time tonight. They're going to hand off to Reggie Jimenez right up the middle. Jimenez breaks out to the 15-yard line here, and that should be good for a Sidney Warrior first down.
Wow, on offense now. We hear about him all the time on defense, and now he's on offense. He's starting back and gets first down on his first carry for the night. Good job, Reggie.
As we said in our pregame show, Tanner Gifford and David Gannon both out with injury. So we said, well, we've never seen Reggie run the ball, but he's certainly not going to go down easy, that's for sure. They'll hand it to him on first down as he bounces to the left side, out to the 25-yard line.
I think he got another first down. Oh, man, they stopped him just shy of it, I think.
So So
a gain of about nine.
Yeah, very good pickup there for Reggie Jimenez. Clock continues to move. 5:50 to go, first quarter. No score between Sidney and Deposit Hancock. Going to be a second and short, it looks like, here for the Warriors as they've started things off with two run plays to get away from their own goal line.
Smart play, too, because you don't want them dropping back and getting tackled in the end zone. So
they'll hand off again. A sweep to the outside. He's brought down. Nice job by the Eagles to break through the line on second and one, so he will be short. And coming through with Caleb Decker to rip him down.
Caleb Decker, nice blitz on that play right through the offensive line of the Warriors and shut that down. That was a slow-developing play where the other two were really quick hitters. Like, so it's third down and about seven.
Dakota Edwards in on that tackle as well for DH. So about a third and seven as we hit 5 minutes to go first quarter. They go to the air, and there is Liam Matthews complete on the far side, but Lenio is right there for the arm tackle to bring him down. Fourth down coming up for this Sidney offense here, and it's going to be fourth and short. We'll see if they roll the dice.
I know what I wanted to ask you. Do you remember a punt last week? I don't.
No. I don't remember.
I don't remember
a punt.
Last week, but we're going to see one right now.
I don't remember any punts because Sidney scored on almost every possession that they had.
Unifico just kept going for it. Yeah.
So on a fourth and two, unless we see some trickery, it looks like Ethan Finch will punt it away. DH has two guys to our right who are set to receive, and they will punt. Ball is going to roll into the DH down to about the 30-yard line. So a good punt there from Ethan Finch.
Nice.
That's where the Eagles
real
will
nice
take over.
Yep, good punt right there. Actually kind of got the snap, and it looked like he might fake it. And he just kind of like a rugby-style kicker or an Australian rules football kind of kick on the move and got the ball rolling down the field. I bet it rolled probably 20 yards after it hit the ground.
Yeah. So Sidney runs about six plays, and then they have to punt it and give it back and deposit Hancock right back onto the field here on offense. Nice job by the Eagles defense there.
Yeah, real nice.
You know, it was second and one and three straight plays. Sidney couldn't get it over. So 4:20 to go here in this first quarter. Scoreless under the lights here in Sidney as the Warriors host the deposit Hancock Eagles in a scoreless game. And Darren Shaver right back under center as the Eagles go right to left, as they will start on their own 30-yard line. And they'll look to hand it up the middle. Boy, a big tackle as they hand it off once again up the middle, and the Sidney line was there. Looked like LT Lucas Tanner came in and absolutely leveled Austin Lenio.
Yeah, what a great play right there. Actually, this middle linebacker, and he absolutely tattooed that running back. And he lost that battle. The running back lost that battle because he went backwards, gain of one.
The Eagles really have tried to establish that run game right up the middle, and so far Sidney has held strong.
Yeah, where they struggled is on Shaver's scrambling, and he's definitely a good athlete, and he's a pretty quick kid.
Clock moving down to 3:40 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless between DH and Sidney. Pitch to the outside for Lenio, brought down at the knees by Reggie Jimenez, comes up and makes that tackle.
He says, I can't run the ball, I can tackle too. That was a great play right there. He's isolated all by himself out on that end. If he misses that tackle, that kid's up the sideline.
Yeah.
Great play, Reggie.
So a third and nine coming up for the Eagles. They've only gained 1 yard. They are up to their own 30-yard line. Sidney defense trying to return the favor.
Okay, we have an official's timeout for football. Hopefully it's inflated, right?
We don't need any deflate gates here in Sidney, right? So it looks like they're going to change out the ball here. You'll want to stay tuned for our halftime show coming up after the second quarter, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. I know at halftime, Greg Davey will be coming up to join us. He's going to talk about some of the Sidney Alumni Hall of Fame inductions that will be coming up. So we'll get the scoop on that with Greg at halftime as well.
That's when I get to rest.
Yeah. So third and nine here, still in the first quarter. So a little ways to go before the halftime break as we hit 3 minutes to go in this scoreless first quarter between the Eagles and Warriors. Deposit Hancock on their own 30 on this third and nine. Shavers flushed out of the pocket here by Ethan Finch. Gets away from him, bounces to the outside, slings one across and up to the 40. Was looking for Jackson Miller, but the throw was behind him and incomplete.
Jackson Miller did a nice job trying to get that ball, but he was already past it, and he slid like he was sliding into second base rather than catching a football. But just behind him and incomplete, so should see the second punt of the game.
Fourth and nine. And the Eagles will look to punt it away here. Liam Matthews is standing deep for Sydney. And he's going to waltz back to about his own 35-yard line here. Kind of in between the 30 and the 35 to our left. And
kicker.
We will see Deposit Hancock's going to punt this one away, going from right to left. Looks like Tyler Young is back to kick. And we're going to have a whistle on the play. And we'll see who this is against.
Encroachment against Sydney, so that'll give him five more yards. It'll give him the ball closer to the 35. Still be 5 yards short of the first.
Yep, so this will bring up a fourth and four. And I would assume they're still going to punt this one away, Tim.
Yeah, I would think so. Where the position of the where the ball is on the in their own territory right now. This early in the game, I don't think you would see too much fancy stuff, but I've been wrong before.
Scoreless ball game between Sydney and Deposit Hancock with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, and the Eagles looking to punt it away and give it back to Sydney. Here is Tyler Young set to punt, waiting for the snap. It's a long one. Young gets this one and a good boot into the night sky, but it's kind of short. It's going to fall, but it does take an Eagles bounce and bounces from the 50 all the way down to about the 28-yard line where the Eagles will down it there. So they get away with one on the punt there,
yeah,
for DH.
Yeah, they definitely did, because that went off the side of his foot, and if that ball doesn't hit and go the way it did, that ball would have been right for the Sydney Warriors, would have had a short field at about the 50-yard line. You're absolutely right, Nate.
Bounces the other way, could have easily rolled that far in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
So a good bounce there for Deposit Hancock on the punt, and Sydney will trot out for their second offensive possession of the night in this scoreless game. First and 10, and the ball will be on the Sydney 27-yard line as they go left to right. They'll hand off and look to bust one up the middle here, but the Eagles' defense collapsing in, and we'll see who the runner is that comes off the bottom of the pile. Didn't look like it was Reggie Jimenez.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was Reggie. It looked a little bigger than Reggie, and I think they got about 2 yards on the play, maybe three.
Boy, Tanner Gifford is in the game.
He is in the game.
With that giant cast on his arm, I believe he has an arm-slash-wrist injury. Didn't think we'd see him in the lineup tonight, but there he is. So here we go on a second and 8. Smith's going to throw to the outside, and Shaver was there on the coverage, and they couldn't fit it in that window to Brandon Evans.
Yeah, it was a little roll out to the right side. That was a really tough play because they only really had one guy in the pattern, unless I didn't see Ethan over by the sideline, which maybe he was over there. But Evans was well guarded on that play.
So this brings up a 3rd and 8, second straight drive with a 3rd and long here for the Warriors as we hit 2 minutes to go in the first quarter in a scoreless game. And now we have a flag. Looks like this one's going to be another penalty against the Eagles.
Yeah, we're going to have encroachment on the Eagles now, so that'll give Sydney five more yards and make it a shorter 3rd down play.
Here's an update from up the road. Unitigo jumps out to a 7-0 lead over Oneonta at the end of the first quarter.
Wow.
So the Spartans jumping out to the league.
Put some points on the board today. That's good.
Well, you knew that, you know, Coach McCroney wasn't just going to lay down after last week, especially playing Oneonta, his alma mater. And so, again, Unitigo leading Oneonta 7-0 after the first quarter up there at the U. So, looks like we'll have a couple of good games in the area. And so here we have another running play. This is a quarterback keeper by Darren Smith. Looks like he's going to pick up the first down, but we do see a yellow flag on the play.
Yeah, that was quick. It came from the umpire. I do believe we're going to have a holding on the Warriors.
And so again, we see Darren Smith not afraid to take off and maybe run. And we will see it is against Sydney.
Yeah, holding against the Sydney Warriors. So two penalties for each team have negated one scoring play, and then the other is a first down.
As we've said many times, those penalties can completely change the game. You take away those points and those first downs, and suddenly your team is in very long positions a lot of the contest. So a 3rd and 3 will quickly turn into about a 3rd and 10 here for the Warriors after the penalty with 2 minutes to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Smith's going to drop back. He's standing on his own 20-yard line, has nowhere to go, finally escapes, and then he's brought down as he ran about up to the 30-yard line, but still well short of the first down.
Yeah, he was under duress right away on that one. He got the ball, and he was looking down the field, and he had maybe half a second to look down the field, and he was running for his life.
Dominic Wormuth was right there to lay a hit on him, too, and that's what you worry about. You get him out in open space like that. Somebody wants to come up and and lay a lick on him.
Yeah, and that was the one guy who was coming from behind him. So, you know, it was like he hadn't given up on the play. So it was a nice play by that young man.
Fourth and five for Sydney, and it looks like they will punt it away. And here is Ethan Finch high into the night sky. And this one is fielded by Deposit Hancock back at their own 35. Taking off up here to the 50. 45, 40, still on his feet to the 35 before being knocked out of bounds with James Bowie.
Yeah, nice return right there. I think the young man took it at the 30, so that's 10, 20, 30, 40 yards. So I think we have a flag on the play according to the Deposit Hancock coaches up here in the So, yeah, we do a legal block in the back against the Eagles. Wow, going to negate a huge return by that young man.
Yeah, so that's two huge runs that have come back because of penalties here against the Eagles in this first quarter. So with 1:08 to go, first quarter here in Sydney, it's a scoreless game between the Eagles and the Warriors. And as we thought, this could be a good battle, and it is so far.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, in looking at the total loss on that play, they were on the Sydney Warrior 30, and now they're going to have the ball on their 40. So that's a big penalty.
So Deposit Hancock will start at their own 40-yard line, going right to left deep here in this first quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. And we'll try to keep you updated on the out-of-town scoreboard as well. Unitigo leading Oneonta 7-0 is the only other score we've come up with so far. Jackson Miller on first and 10 will run right into the Sydney wall here as he tried to bounce it out to the right side. Maybe a gain of one for Miller.
Yeah, they actually run. I should have said this earlier. They run out of the eye, and Jackson is the tailback. So he's followed his fullback all the way up into the hole and got about 2-3 yards on that play.
So clock continuing to run. It hits 45 seconds to go in this first quarter. And we'll see if the Eagles just elect to have one more play here deep in this first frame. And so Shaver, the senior quarterback who has had a very nice first quarter here, steps up to the line, and he will hold on to a little option pitch to Miller on the outside. Fumbled it, but just was did a nice job to fall on it. Lost some yardage, but doesn't give up possession.
Yeah, no, that was a real nice play right there because that could have turned into 6 points for the Warriors in a quick hurry. But the young man just fell on the ball and didn't try and just took the loss of the play.
10 seconds to go in this first quarter, and I think that'll do as the clock continues to run. So after one here in Sydney, it's a scoreless game between the Warriors and the Deposit Hancock Eagles. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back with the start of the second quarter here on CDO.
Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO as we start the second quarter. Deposit Hancock and Sydney tied 0-0. Tim, I think one thing you can take away from the first quarter, nothing is going to come easy tonight.
No, it's definitely going to be earned. There's no doubt about it. Both teams are hitting pretty hard, and we're seeing all aspects of the game, you know, offense, defense, special teams. And like we said before, we didn't see the special teams last week other than the kickoff. So it's going to be an interesting game, and we've only got three quarters to go now.
So a scoreless game here up the road. Unitigo with a 7-0 lead over Oneonta under the lights up at the U. As we'll get underway, but before we do, we'll have a flag against the Deposit Hancock Eagles on the first play of the second quarter. Boy, penalties have really hurt DH so far tonight.
They definitely are. We have a false start against, well, actually they called it a legal shift because they had two guys in motion at the same time, so... but that'll move them back even further, so five more yards, and it'll bring up third down and 20.
There's really only so long you can survive having those type of penalties before it really starts to hurt you on the scoreboard.
Well, and like we said, Nate, they actually, where their ball is right now is where they would have had it at the end of that quarter if they hadn't had the penalty on the punt.
So a third and 20 for Deposit Hancock as they now go left to right to start the second quarter. And it's a long way to go. They're going to go to the air. They loft one up to the far side looking for Bowie. Good coverage there by Ethan Finch. Didn't touch Bowie at all, just threw his hands up in the air. Couldn't see the ball, but had good coverage.
Yeah, real nice play right there. And here we go again with the new rule. Face guarding is allowed, so the defender does not have to find the ball. And the only time you're going to have pass interference is if there's contact.
Yeah, there wasn't any contact. He threw his hands up in the air, but just kind of shielded him out of bounds, and nothing doing there for the Eagles. So they're going to punt it away on fourth and 20. Just a couple of seconds into the second quarter. No score between Sidney and Deposit Hancock here under the lights in Sidney at Alumni Field. Great night for high school football. As this will be Tyler Young doing the punting duties for DH. And this time he gets a good punt on this one. It's going to hit the ground and take an Eagles bounce. Goes up to about the 36, 37-yard line before the Eagles down it there. And Darren Smith and the Sidney offense trot off.
Yeah, Liam did a nice job on that. Just stayed away from it. He didn't know where that ball is going to go when it hits that ground. You know, the young man from Deposit Hancock had a better kick that time. And, you know, just waited out, and that's where the Warriors will take over.
So it appears that Tanner Gifford's going to come in. We saw Reggie Jimenez on the first drive. We saw Gifford on the second drive. Got to give him some credit. He's got a big cast on his right hand, and he's still out there playing tonight after missing week one. Smith's going to drop back to pass as Sidney goes right to left. Throws over the middle, complete to Ethan Finch. Breaks a tackle into DH territory down to the 45.
Real nice play right there. Like we said before, it doesn't look like they're sending anybody other than one guy out into the field, which is odd because usually you see all the receivers going everywhere, but, you know, it's working for the Warriors tonight.
You know, we haven't seen a pass yet to Liam Matthews, haven't seen Brandon Evans. That was the first one to Finch. It's been much more run-related here tonight, so let's see if Sidney breaks it out. This time they will go to Matthews. A little run into the flat far side, ripped down at the 35, a reception of about 6 or 7 yards for Liam Matthews.
Yeah, and the last two or three, he carried the defender with him, so nice show of strength by Liam Matthews. And Liam's not the biggest guy in the world, I can tell you that right now.
No, but even compared to last year, mm-hmm. He has put some good bulk on, and boy, he was impressive last week with 2 touchdowns and over 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, and then actually they had the play of the week on WBNG.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That opening play, what a way to get your first varsity touchdown. That was went up through 2 defenders. The ball kind of bounced around, and he brought it in. Here is Smith on a 2nd and 1. Goes to the air again, looking for Matthews. Catches it at the 10, out of bounds at the 5. Acrobatic catch in double coverage for Liam Matthews.
Yeah, and you said it before, Nate, how good Guerin is at putting the ball in between defenders. That ball was absolutely perfect. It was only where Liam could catch it, and it was on his back shoulder, so he had to come back to it a little bit, but that's the design of the play. It was absolutely perfectly executed by Darren and Liam.
And these guys are just on the same page, and you can see it. So a 1st and 7, Sidney knocking on the end zone door. Smith is going to bounce to the right. He's going to toss one across the middle, almost intercepted through the hands of Jackson Miller and down to the turf.
Yeah, that one kind of looked like it might have slipped off his hand as he went to throw it. He was under duress. He was running away. There again, you know, that's where you just get rid of the ball, make sure that nobody picks it off and takes it the other way, because I'm sure if that kid had caught that he'd have been going the other way.
Last week, Unitego, as the game progressed, was unable to get any pressure on Darren.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, so far, the Eagles have done a good job of making him a little uncomfortable back there.
They definitely are.
11:15 to go in the second quarter. Scoreless between Sidney and Deposit Hancock. 2nd and 7, Warriors trying to punch one in. They hand off to Tanner Gifford. Bulls his way forward for maybe 2 yards. He's inside the 5 before being brought down by the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, that was a real heart run right there. I'll tell you what, he got hit at the line of scrimmage, bounced off one tackler, got hit again, and still carried the guys forward for maybe 2 yards or so, but a real tough 2 yards. Nice shot, Tanner.
3rd and 5 coming up here for Sidney. And they are 5 yards away from pay dirt here in the end zone. Smith drops back, looks right, throws across the middle. Flag on the play. Ethan Finch hauls it in for a touchdown. We'll see who this is on, though.
Yeah, that came right from the back judge. So I'm thinking they're either going to call offensive pass interference or pushing off, or maybe defensive holding.
Flag on the play.
Finch ran a little curl and was wide open in the right side corner of the end zone, hauled in a nice pass. And this one is coming back. It goes against the Sidney Warriors,
yep.
So no touchdown.
Offensive pass interference call against the receiver on that play, so must be he got a little pushy there and to create that room. And now the Warriors are going to have
a fourth down,
yeah,
fourth and long.
Well, it'll stay third.
Yeah,
it'll stay third, but it's a 10 or 15-yard penalty from the spot, so we'll see where they spot it.
So both teams now have had a touchdown taken away. Still a scoreless game here between Deposit Hancock and Sidney, as both teams have been hurt by penalties in the red zone tonight. So my mistake, this will stay third down, but it's going to be a 3rd and long here for the Warriors, as this is going to back them up to Oh, about the 20-yard line, so it will be a 3rd and 20, Tim.
Yeah, that was definitely quite a march by that official. He just kept going and going and going. Closest the officials have ever been to the Energizer Dummy.
So here are the Warriors on a 3rd and 20. Early in the second quarter, 10:40 to go. DH brings pressure. He dumps it off to the left side for Lucas Tanner. Rumbling and stumbling from the 10 down to the 5. It's going to be a 4th and short, and you think the Warriors might go for it here.
Yeah, nice little play right there. They had a little H-back screen over on the left side, and Lucas followed his blockers well and got down to the where the play was before. So here they go. The Warriors have to score on this because it is 4th down and goal from the 9.
4th and 8. Sydney trying to set up quickly here. They have to score. No chance of getting a first down. They are inside the 10-yard line. Flag on the play.
They're going to be a little close.
Oh, boy. This one's going against Sydney.
False start against the Warriors. I saw a young man from Deposit Hancock jump over on this side, but I didn't think he got into the neutral zone. But apparently it's a false start against the Warriors. So that'll move them back even further.
So the official on the far side called it. And this is going to back them up here on 4th down and make things even harder here. And the Sydney coaching staff not pleased with this call.
Well, and I can understand why, because initially he pointed to Deposit Hancock with with encroachment. So now it's an illegal shift against the Warriors.
9:55 to go, second quarter. Still a 0-0 game here between the Sydney Warriors and the Deposit Hancock Eagles.
Yeah, and Deposit Hancock has taken a timeout at 9:55 to go in the half.
And so Deposit Hancock will take this timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. No score between Sydney and Deposit Hancock here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as...
It's Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So on 4th down, the Warriors go for it, and they try a little dump-out pass to Reggie Jimenez through his hands, and turnover on downs back to the Eagles.
Yeah, and I don't know as though Reggie would have made it over, because he had no help as far as blocking over there, and there was a couple of defenders over there, so I don't know how far, much closer to the goal line Reggie would have got on that play, but Eagles will take over 1st and 10. And, you know, like you said before, the penalties are shooting both teams in the foot. Both teams have had points taken off the board because of a penalty.
Yeah, both teams have had nice drives right down into the red zone, and they've both come away with no points. So just under 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Scoreless between Sydney and Deposit Hancock, and the Eagles will get the ball going left to right on their own 14-yard line. And they'll hand off on 1st down, nowhere to go there as they try to again run up the middle with, I believe, Cooper Hall, and he's brought down at the line.
Yeah, they tried to do the little dive to Cooper Hall, and the Warriors said none of that. No gain on the play.
So, again, they're trying to establish that run up the middle, and it just hasn't worked so far tonight, whether it was Hall, Lenio, or Miller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it started off all right. I mean, they definitely had the Warriors on their heels a little bit. I think Sydney made a little bit of adjustment maybe with their backers, getting them a little closer to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, when you do that, now you're going to put your defenders on the outside out on an island.
2nd and 10 here for Deposit Hancock. Again, they're on their own 14. They're going to pitch it to Miller on the left side. Miller gets his way up into the open field. He's at the 30. Miller could go all the way here. He's at the 40 to midfield. Here's Jackson Miller. He's into Sydney territory to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Can anybody catch him? Jackson Miller with 8 down. Just about 85, and the Eagles are on the board.
Yeah, real nice play right there. He just took the little sweep pass to the left, or sweep pitch to the left, and cut back up inside the middle, and then made a couple guys miss with his athletic ability. He made a couple juke moves. And walked into the end zone.
Boy, once he got into space, he really turned the jets on.
Yeah.
And it looked like maybe Tanner Gifford was going to have a chance to chase him down, but nobody could catch him. And about an 85-yard touchdown run for Jackson Miller.
Yeah, nice play. It looked like it wasn't going to go anywhere, but he just kept his head up and watched where he could run, and that's where he went, and he made a good run out of it.
Once he got to the left side edge, he was able to make that cut back from the outside back to the inside.
And then right about the 40, he made a guy miss from the Warriors.
Yes.
That was there to tackle him. So.
And they're going to go for two. They'll throw it to the left side, but nobody home. And a 6-0 lead, two-point conversion no good, but the Eagles draw first blood. We'll take a quick break with 8:50 to go in the first quarter. It's DH6 and Sydney nothing here on CDO.
Now's the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this in...
It's Sydney, Bainbridge, Dillon.
And welcome back to CDO on scoreboard. We do have confirmation that Oneonta and Unitigo tied 7-7. They're getting close to halftime up there at Unitigo. So after the deposit Hancock scores, Sydney will... little return here by Brandon Evans of about 15 yards. So Sydney will take over trailing 6-0. They'll be on their own 38-yard line, 8:42 to go before the half.
Yeah, Brandon Evans went up and made a nice tackle. The kick was short, but by going up and rest of the 40.
So just in case you missed it, DH gets Wicks and Miller, an 85-yard conversion was no good. That's how the Eagles got their points. Just a great run, a little sweep. He cut it back and was off to the races, and nobody could catch him. Sydney trying to return the favor here. They throw over the middle looking for Brandon Evans, but there is Jackson Miller. Good coverage there, and they couldn't fit in the pass. Second down coming.
Yeah, it was a nice little play right there. They used Ethan Finch out over on the left-hand side and ran him off down the field, and his defender went with him. And if Brandon was able to catch that ball and keep his feet, he would have had wide open lane up the left sideline.
So this will bring up second and 10. 8:38 to go second quarter. Deposit Hancock with a 6-0 lead over Sydney. Warriors with the ball. And Deposit Hancock will take a timeout. We'll step away with the score. Deposit Hancock 6 and Sydney nothing. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind?
Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It'll be third down here for Sydney after a second down pass to the left wing to Ethan Finch is just a little bit overthrown, too.
Yeah, just a bit too far and out of his hands.
So this will bring up a third down here, 10 to go. Sydney is at their own 38. They go to the air again and over to the far side through the hands of Brandon Evans. Great pass, would have been good for a first down, but falls down to the turf.
Yeah, nice little play right there, and if Brandon brings it in, like Nate said, it'll have been a first down for the Warriors, but now it's fourth down, and they're in their own territory, so I'm pretty sure we're going to see a punt.
Ball on the 38-yard line, and looks like Ethan Finch will have to punt it away. That's one that Sydney's going to want back because it was a pass that only a Sydney Warrior could catch. Good defense, but the pass was right there and just went right through his hands, unfortunately, for all you Sydney fans. So 8.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 6-0 lead for the Eagles over the Warriors. Ethan Finch is back to punt, and we'll send this one into the nice guy. Good punt here from Finch. Deposit Hancock will field it down at their own 20, and it looks like a fair catch is made, although it dropped right through his hands down to the turf, and
yeah,
they still were able to stop that play.
I don't know if the official thought he caught it out immediately or what, because he blew it dead, but the young man bobbled it, and the ball actually hit the ground.
Yeah, he did do a nice job to scoop it back up. But
I mean, a fair catch is a fair catch, but you're missing one part of that. That's the catch.
So the Eagles maybe get away with one there. Either way, they will get the ball back, and they will start on their own 22-yard line going left to right. They're in the white uniforms tonight with the royal blue trim, the blue pants. Sydney's in the gray uniforms tonight with the maroon trim and the white trim as well. 6-0 lead for DH over Sydney here under the lights at Alumni Field. They're going to hand it off to up the middle to Lenio, tried to go to the outside on the left, brought down at the line of scrimmage.
They tried that little counter play earlier, and that didn't work, and it did not work again this time. I think they may even have lost a yard on the play.
Lost the 1 yard on the play.
And so this will bring up a 2nd and 11. Clock continues to move down to 8 minutes to go before the halftime break. Again, a little update from up the road. Oneonta and Unitigo tied 7-7. They are close to halftime. We'll see if we can get you some other scores as well from out of town. Green playing tonight, Delhi playing tonight. Most of the games this weekend for our local teams are on Friday night, only 2 games tomorrow. So here it is, a 2nd and 10. Clock moves down to about 7.5 to go before halftime. Man in motion on the right side. Again, they'll look to run it up the middle and maybe a gain of 1 to the outside. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile there for the Eagles. It's Jackson Miller, nowhere to run this time.
Yeah, again, they're just trying to do that little thing right off the garden tackle gap, and it's not doing anything. The Warriors are there, and they're sealing it up really nice and stopping the play before it gets developed.
So, again, our only score tonight is DePaza Hancock on their last drive. Jackson Miller, an 85-yard TD run, and the two-point conversion was no good. So the Eagles with a 6-0 lead here over Sydney. But a third and long coming up here, I believe, for the DePaza Hancock Eagles. They throw over the middle, but right through the hands of LT. Lucas Tanner had a chance, and he might have been off to the races if he could hold on. But just a little too much hot sauce on that one. He dropped it down.
Yeah, real nice place by real nice play there by Lucas Tanner's drop back into his cover zone and almost got 6 points for the Warriors right there.
Nice job by the Sydney defense holding strong, and DePaza Hancock will once again have to punt this one away. Liam Matthews is standing at about midfield on the big Sydney S, waiting for the punt. And so Tyler Young is back to the left side here of our broadcast position to punt this away, deep in the Eagles' territory. Good punt here by Young, high in the air. Matthews is going to let this one bounce, and now he'll just let this one be downed by the Eagles right at about midfield. Sydney's going to take over in their own territory, but they're at the 48. So good field position here for Sydney.
Yep, 2 yards, and they'll be in the territory of the Eagles and see if they can sustain a drive and put some points on the board with 6 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the half.
So it's officially halftime up at Unitego. They are tied 7-7. So a good game up there tonight. Weren't quite sure what we were going to get out of that game.
Yeah, no, you're right.
As OHS coming off a big win against Walton in week one, and we weren't sure how Unitego was going to respond. Here is Sydney trying to tie this game up as they go to Liam Matthews. A little pass to the left side. He moves forward about 2 yards to midfield.
Nice little quick hitter by Darren over to Liam on the left-hand side. Was like almost like a wide receiver screen. He had one blocker over there. They had twins on that side. So nice little gain on first down.
And so this will be a 2nd and 6, so they will say that he picked up 4 yards. They are right on the Sydney S at midfield going right to left. It is DePaza Hancock 6, Sydney nothing. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. They throw to the far side. This is Liam Matthews again. First down and more, 35, and before he's brought down at about the 32. Good tackle on that far side by the Eagles, but Matthews had already done the damage.
Yeah, that was a nice little play. Liam was wide open, dragging across the behind the backers, and Darren got him the ball right away, and a couple yards after the catch, good for first down. One thing I did see there, Liam showed a little timidness there and didn't actually finish off that run, and he got tattooed.
Yeah, he did get tackled pretty hard on that far side by the Eagles defense. But it was good for a first down as we just get under 6 minutes to go here before the halftime break. Reggie Jimenez is back in to run. Breaking tackles. Maybe could have got 5, but instead keeps those legs churning. Gets about 9 yards down to the DePaza Hancock 25.
Yeah, but in the first couple drives, it was all Reggie, and now all of a sudden we didn't see him in a while, and he comes back in, and I see, you know what I'd like to try to tackle him to? Try to tackle a fire hydrant.
Yeah, my goodness.
It's about the same, you know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't see him.
Low
he's
to
gone.
The ground. Yep, low to the ground, and he just is powerful and will take off. And here on the 2nd and 2, they will move it forward with Lucas Tanner, and he was stretching his arms out, and we'll see if it's good for the first down. Yes, it is.
Chains are moving. Lucas Tanner, direct snap right to him, and he took it right off the left guard and tackle hole and got first down yardage for the Warriors.
Saw that play quite often last year where the direct snap moved into a good play for LT. Now they loft one up far side of the end zone and in. Touchdown here for the Warriors. Liam Matthews in the left side corner hauls it in, and we're tied at 6.
What a nice throw that was. And I can't even begin to tell people, you know, I mean, you're not here to see it, and I'm sorry that you didn't, because that was absolutely the perfect touch pass by Smith to Liam Matthews, and Liam just looked over his shoulder, the ball dropped right into his hands, and he just took 2 steps into the end zone. Great, great play by the Sydney Warriors.
So about a 30-yard TD pass. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout before the two-point conversion here. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 5:13 to go before halftime. We're tied 6-6 between the Eagles and Warriors on CDO. And welcome back. We are tied up 6-6 as Sydney gets on the board for the first time tonight. A 30-yard lofting TD pass from Darren Smith and finding in the corner of the end zone Liam Matthews. The Eagles took a timeout here, and Tim, you and I think they're trying to scheme a way to try to defend this unique two-point conversion play that Sidney always comes up with.
Yeah, the swinging gate is really, really difficult when you come out as a defender and you see half the field is all the way over to the left side, and then there's maybe two guys in the middle, and then there's a couple guys. But this doesn't look exactly like it tonight, so let's see what happens here.
Always some new trick plays from Coach Matthews, so we'll see what Sidney decides to do, what they worked on in practice this week. Tied 6-6 with 5:13 to go. After the touchdown, this is good for the two-point conversion, and flags on the play. Snap was low and through the hands of Lucas Tanner, and it's going to be against Sidney here on the penalty, Tim.
So, yep, false start against the Warriors, so they'll have to do it from a little further back.
So they'll back this one up, and we'll see if they go for a more traditional look here or if they'll just continue to do it. And the thing with the swinging gate is it's kind of a trick play, and you can throw in so many different wrinkles, direct snaps to different guys, not just the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The line is on one side of the field, the ball's on another.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it in person, it can be very hard to kind of describe to you. But now they're going back for the more of the traditional look here. Smith under center in the shotgun, takes off, looks left, throws, and through the hands of Ethan Finch. And so it's going to be a 6-6 game with 5:13 to go before halftime.
And I'll tell you right now, if Ethan made that catch, that would have been nothing but his hands, because I tell you right there, that thing was a bullet. It was a laser. It was the only place where Ethan could catch it, and just went right through his hands.
We'll step away for 30 seconds, but the score, Sidney 6, Deposit Hancock 6, just about 5 minutes to go until the halftime break here on CDO.
WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. And Tim, I'm just noticing a great crowd here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when it gets a little dark and the lights are on, we're focused on the game. But as I look over on the far side by the Deposit Hancock sideline, and of course here in front of the Sidney sideline, we got people all the way around here on a good portion of the standing room gate, too. So great night to come out and watch some football. And we're glad you're joining us here on the radio as well.
Yeah, we still have over a half of football left, so
yeah.
You could come up after you get your coffee at the Quickway, come on up and have some food.
And so Sidney tries a little onside kick here. We have not seen them do that so far this year, and just rolls enough, but Deposit Hancock read it well, fell on it there, and they will come up at about their own 45-yard line. Still a lot of time to work with 5:13 to go before the halftime break, and we're tied at 6.
Yeah, that was kind of odd to see that happen, but and that actually took Deposit Hancock off by surprise, too, because they didn't have anybody but their lineman up there. Number 76, Evan Kenyon, with a real nice recovery of that, gives them the ball at their own 45.
And so a 6-6 ball game, and we'll see if the Eagles can do kind of a combination of taking some time off the clock and maybe putting some points on the board as well. And they have great field position going to right to start here in the white tops, the white helmets, and the royal blue pants. And a 6-6 ball game here between the Eagles and the Warriors. Lenio is in motion. They're going to throw to him on the right side. He scoops it up, but that ball did hit the turf, and it will be incomplete. Second down coming.
Yeah, that definitely hit the turf, and I was waiting to see what was going to happen there, because it looked like to me it did, but then I've got old eyes, so I don't know. I thought maybe I missed it, and he did catch it, but no, they blew it dead. So
I think Lenio tried to sell it for a split second, like maybe no one noticed, because he did take off upfield.
Yeah, he did.
But the officials were right there to blow it dead.
Maybe they didn't see that.
Yeah. Second and 10 coming up for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. Both teams come into tonight's game 1-0. They had big wins in week one. Deposit Hancock defeating Oxford 44-0, and of course Sidney in a game we did right here on CDO defeating their arch rival Unitego 57-0. And now a flag on the play as the Eagles set up for second down. We'll see who it's on.
Delay a game against the Eagles, so they're going to go further back now, so it'll be second down and 15.
And again, penalties have hurt both sides here in the first half. We've seen scores for both sides get negated from penalties.
Yep.
Here in this first half.
Yeah, it could be 14 or 16 or whatever it could be, you know.
Yeah. So the Eagles now will come out on a second and 15. Ball's at their own 40s. They go left to right. We do hit 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And so a little pitch to Lenio through his hands. He's going to have to backtrack to the 25. Sidney's coming in droves, trying to catch up with him. Lenio pulling his way forward, but nowhere to go. Big loss of yards on the play, back up to the 30, and helmets flying.
Yeah, there was helmets flying all over the place on that play. And actually, the young man that's coming off the field right now, because his helmet came off, Looks like he's coming off on his own power, so he's okay.
That's good.
That's a good thing. But
John
quick,
Fink.
Yeah, John Fink. Quick pitch to the tailback, and the tailback dropped the ball, and then for a minute there, I thought, oh my gosh, he's going to make some positive yards out of this, but there was too many Warriors there. So big loss on that play.
Always a little scary, too. You see the pile, and then a helmet comes flying out, but it appears John Fink's okay. Major loss of yards for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. They made some of it back, so it's a 3rd and 18. It could have been much worse, as they are back on their own 26. Shaver drops back in the pocket, about a 7-step drop, throws it up over the middle, and this one falls incomplete. Boy, and Sydney really, I think, could have picked that one off, as Ethan Finch and Brandon Evans were right there, but they let it go to the turf.
Yeah, I think each one of them were going, I'll block for you, you get the ball, and nobody got the ball. Nobody made a play on the ball. And the scary part about that is that wideout had come back, he'd have had a free shot at it.
Yeah.
That would have looked really bad.
Well-thrown ball, as Deposit Hancock said, hey, we'll toss it up there on third down and go for it. Sydney could have been running the other way, but a little miscommunication. The ball falls to the turf. 4th and 23, and so Deposit Hancock will punt it away. And here is Liam Matthews standing back at the Sydney about 40-yard line, waiting for the punt here from Tyler Young. Young gets one off with some pressure coming his way. Again, it takes a DH bounce, and we'll go down to about the 39-yard line. So that's where Sydney will pick it up. With 3:52 to go before the halftime break, we're tied at 6, still a lot of time to work with for the Warriors.
Yeah, and I do believe they still have all three of their timeouts for the first half. Now, Eagles do not have a timeout, but obviously at this point right now, you're not trying to stop the clock. So I think we'll see a nice little drive put together here by the Warriors, and they could get a score here, get the lead going into half. They get the ball to start the second half as well.
Very true. The Warriors did kick off to start this game. And so now it becomes a clock management, time management thing here for Sydney. They'll hand off to Reggie Jimenez, and he breaks free for a first down and adds about another 5 yards, about a 14-15-yard run right up the gut for Reggie Jimenez, and he's into Eagles territory.
Yeah, real nice little run right there, and I'm going to give you another little description. Reggie has his hand right in the middle of the lead blocker, and I do believe that's Lucas Tanner, and he's got him right there, and he hides behind him. He's so hard to find. He's quick. And then he also has the ability to finish off runs.
Very similar body and running style to Jesse Manuel from a few years ago. Obviously, he was one of the great all-time Section 4 running backs, but just something you might get a little glimpse of when he goes in between the tackles. Jimenez on 1st and 10 gets ripped down at about a 3-yard gain and gets, again, tackled at about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, he's doing a nice little job right there filling in. I mean, technically, he's their third back. You know, so he's in there as the third back and doing a real nice job.
He just seems like one of those guys that you can put anywhere and ask him to do anything, and he's just going to say, okay, coach, whatever you need me to do.
Yep. You want me to dunk the basketball?
Yeah.
Hit the trampoline.
3:05 to go here before halftime. 2nd and 6 for Sydney. They throw to the far side, but the pass was too tall for Finch, off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Yeah, that was just a little bit too quick, I think. Darren just passed that just a little bit too early, and Ethan wasn't out of his break, and Ethan did a good job getting his hand on it.
6-6 the score between Deposit Hancock and Sydney. Our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. We'll hear some out-of-town scores. We'll hear from Greg Davey about the Sydney Alumni Hall of Fame induction coming up. So a lot to stay tuned for at the halftime break. 3rd and 6 here for Sydney as they're into Deposit Hancock territory. Finch is in motion, and they'll hand off to him to the outside, but a nice job there by Austin Lenio and Cooper Hall to break through and bring him down.
Yeah, real nice job by number 32. Came right through from his linebacking spot and made a nice open field tackle, and got the Warriors short of, well, he did lose quite a few yards, lost like 3 yards. And the Sydney Warriors will be 4th and 12.
You don't see many guys bring down Ethan Finch like that in the backfield. He's usually strong and shifty. And now, speaking of Finch, he'll be back to punt with 2.5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Two guys deep for Deposit Hancock to our left, awaiting the punt. Never know with Sydney. Will there be some trickery? And he's going to take off and punt again on the run to the right side. Deposit Hancock will field this one, but nowhere to go. Good coverage by the Sydney defense. Guess who? Reggie Jimenez down to make the tackle at about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, real nice play right there. I kept waiting for the fair catch signal, but it never came and never came. Big, big gutsy play right there by the receiver for the Deposit Hancock Eagles, because they were right there, right on top of them.
It looked like Dominic Warmoth back there once again. Took his chances there and didn't get hit too bad, but maybe should have called for that fair catch. So just about 2 minutes to go, 2:06 to be exact here in this second quarter. We're tied 6-6 between Sydney and Deposit Hancock, and now the Eagles will have the ball back going left to right on your radio dial.
Now the Eagles do not have a timeout, so they will not be able to stop the clock other than first downs and incomplete passes. Or
ball is on their own 17. We'll see what they can come up with here. Their lone score of the night came on an 85-yard run from Jackson Miller. Flag on the play, and this one should be against the Eagles.
Yep, another delay of game against the Eagles. Going to push them back another 5 yards.
Boy.
Flag on the play, delay of game against.
And so this will back them up, and penalties have really plagued both sides, but you know, maybe a little bit more for DH than Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, Nate, you know, right off the bat, both teams have had points taken off the board because of penalties. And but Deposit Hancock starting behind the chains on first down because of a penalty. Two delay games on first down.
So this one is going to back them up to about their own 10-yard line. They'll hand off to Jackson Miller, hits the pile, and maybe a gain of one or two on the play for Miller, and the clock will continue to run.
Now, the Warriors are going to call their first timeout and save some of this time.
Boy, Coach Matthews never likes to waste a second. And he will always go out there and take those timeouts if he can. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 1:57 to go before the half. We're tied 6-6 between DH and Sydney on CDO.
CDO.
And welcome back, folks, as we come up on halftime with 1:57 to go. 6-6 the score between Sydney and Deposit Hancock. As we said, at halftime up the road at Unitigo, 7-7 game between Oneonta and Unitigo, and we have a couple other scores coming in here. Norwich is up 14-6 over Waverly at the half, okay. And Newfield is leading Oxford 7-6 at halftime. So those are some of the games that are happening tonight. We'll try to catch up with that Green and Groton score, as well as Delhi and Tioga as well during
the
halftime break.
Most of the games
have
been pretty low scoring tonight.
Yeah. I'm getting a little report here that we'll talk about more at halftime on the Newfield and Oxford game, as Oxford trying to bounce back after a tough loss to this DH team last week.
And Sydney just ticks their second timeout. They are doing this so that they get the ball back. They'll have a little time left on the clock. It will bring up third down and 10.
So they continue to try to get these stops so they can get the ball back. Again, our halftime score, Newfield 7, Oxford 6. We'll get a little rundown on that game that we can tell you about, as well as the Unitigo-Oneonta game, Norwich-Waverly, and again, some of our teams heading out to the Groton and Tiogas of the world. Boy, Green, what a tough schedule to start. At Watkins Glen, Odessa Montour to start, who's a good C team and a long bus ride.
Yep.
And week two, you got to go to Groton, long bus ride, and then you get Sydney at home on week three. But boy, three solid teams to start the season.
Yeah, definitely. You go to the IAC for 2 weeks, and then the Warriors come to town. Or you go to the Warriors, excuse me.
Yes.
That's right. We were at there. No, that was sectionals, though, right?
Yes.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ended up seeing a lot of Sydney and Green last year. The regular season was here. But sectionals was the first round. And
yep.
It was Sydney at Green in that pouring rain.
Yeah,
my
it was
goodness.
Torrential rain. Yep.
So after the timeout, this will be a third and 10. Sydney and Deposit Hancock tied 6-6. And the Eagles with the ball. Here is Shaver under center. He's going to drop back to pass. Shaver throws to the outside for Jackson Miller. Good stutter step to the outside. Miller still on his feet, fighting his way forward. Short of a first down. Gets up to about the 23-yard line, and he's not an easy guy to bring down.
No, he's not. He's really shifty in open field and very, very quick. So kind of same body style as Reggie Jimenez. Really hard to tackle because they're so low to the ground, and they have really, really strong legs.
Boy, with the chess game that's going on with the clock here, this has been a long end to the second quarter with still 1:42 to go.
Taken by the Warriors right there. So.
Yep, Sydney will take a timeout. We're going to step away again for 30 seconds. 6-6, Sydney and DH, late in the second quarter here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And so on fourth down, as we welcome you back, DH punts it away. Sydney will down it at about the 45-yard line. They let the punt roll before DH touched it. And so Sydney really used up those timeouts wisely. They'll have a minute 32 to work with and a good field position starting at about their own 44.
Yeah, hopefully they do something with this drive. The last one kind of went awry, and Warriors are good at this. Darren's a really good quick player and good hands, gets it out of his hand really very quickly.
Here's Smith on first down, and they're going for it, looking for Liam Matthews, and just over his outstretched fingertips. As he was going to the far side, Matthews did get tripped up and is a little slow to get up, but now will bounce up. And that's good to see. Do not want to see any injuries here for any of these guys out there. With a minute 26 to go before a halftime break, we're still tied at 6.
Yeah, that was really, I heard a collective sigh in the Sydney sideline right there, because Liam all of a sudden went down. It looked like he might have done something to either his hamstring or something just by the way he fell, but he's back in there. Tough kid.
So this will bring up second and 10. So they went with the home run ball on first down. We'll see what they do on second down. Will they dial up the same play? Looks like they're going to throw over the middle, and a little miscommunication there as they were looking for Liam Matthews. Overthrew him, though. Good coverage by Austin Lenio of DH.
Yeah, and that time he had two receivers within 5 yards of each other, and that's not a good thing usually, because that's bringing more defenders into the play too. So third down, and Sydney has only wasted 10 seconds on this clock, so this could be, they may be turning the ball back over to the Deposit Hancock if they don't get a first down here.
So still tied 6-6 between Deposit Hancock and Sydney. Warriors with the ball. They're going right to left. They're on their own 44. Smith flushed out of the pocket, and they'll bring him down. Good job in the backfield as the Eagles came crashing in. Smith had nowhere to go, and James Bally brought him down by the waist.
Yeah, real nice blitz call by the Deposit Hancock coaching staff right there. Came free off of the right corner and just made a nice tackle on Smith. Big loss.
This is the pressure that Unitiga was not getting on Darren Smith last week, and he could sit back there and pick him apart.
Yeah.
This week the Eagles have done a good job of putting some pressure on the quarterback, and that's what the Sydney coaching staff was saying when we were down on the field for pregame. They said it's going to be tough. If somebody can get pressure around the edge and get to the quarterback, it's going to make life difficult for us at times.
Well, that kid had no pressure because he came off the edge and there was nobody there.
Finch with a good punt, and Bowie is right there to field it for Deposit Hancock at his own 20. Up to the 30, flag on the play as he gets up to the 35, and the clock will stop with 24 seconds to go before the halftime break.
Yeah, that was a nice punt right there. I'm very impressed with Ethan's punting skills. I mean, he can absolutely kick the ball. Not only is it deep, it's high in the air, and it's questionable if they should make fair catches, but Deposit Hancock kids are brave, and they're hanging on the ball and trying to get some returns out of it.
So a gritty, hard-fought first half. Nothing coming easy for either side. Just a great matchup, much as it was last year. And always a good one when these two get together, I think.
Yeah, and I believe they got Deposit Hancock for an illegal block on the play.
And so we'll see where this sets them up with 24 seconds to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned for a Morabito Energy Products halftime report. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. So 24 seconds left, and boy, this penalty is going to back them up to about the 23-yard line. And so we'll see if the Eagles decide to maybe go for it or if they'll play it safe.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. They're definitely in a normal formation. So
Shaver is going to take a knee here, and it looks like the Eagles are content to get into the locker room. tied 6-6. And I think with the way the high-powered Sydney offense, how effective they were last week, the Eagles have to be thrilled with a 6-6 game right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but you know what? The Sydney Warrior defense has done a really nice job against that 44-point scoring team of them, of Deposit Hancock last week, just to keep them at 6. We were tied at half. I mean, I never would have thought it would have been that low.
Yeah, very true. So 6-6 at the half between the Eagles of Deposit Hancock and the Warriors of Sydney. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you some out-of-town scores. We'll recap the first half, and we'll talk about the Sydney Alumni Hall of Fame inductions, which are coming up soon as well. So again, our halftime score, DH and Sydney tied at 6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.